How about healthcare?
Yeah, Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, and the impact of the governor, what the governor is going to do or not do, what the Republican Party is going to do or not do, what happens if the money doesn't come, where do we go for that? Does it throw this budget out the window? So we're really just at that transition point. We've got a lot of, not much time left and a lot to do.
Chime in on that, too. You've got, you know, what are they going to do about PIP, you know, no-fault insurance, you know, what are they going to do about, the budget has to still be reconciled between the House and the Senate. They are a couple of billion dollars apart anyway, and these priorities. But I get back to Lou's point and agree, Medicaid expansion, whether or not you call it Medicare, Obamacare, whatever you decide to call it, you know, the House and Senate differ on that, but both have said no to Obamacare. But they are talking about maybe using the Medicaid expansion dollars to pay insurance premiums in the private market as a way to get around Obamacare. There's some discussion, but I was even Senator Gates, the Senate president, says, look, we can't leave without doing something. So the last point I'll make is that that might also mean a special session. If it's too complicated with all the other things.
You mean just on the healthcare issue,
just
right?
On the healthcare issue. They have to tackle it one way or the other, you know, if you're going to do Medicaid expansion. Keep in mind that the Supreme Court decision, you know, said the states did not have to expand Medicaid. It's each state's option. But in the state of Florida, if you expand it, you could cover almost a million new people who today do not have health care coverage. And the thing, almost a special session would be my preference, because you can take a deep breath, back up, and look at a very complicated thing, set the budget aside, all these other issues they're dealing with, and maybe get a focus on it. I think you can get a decision in a special session.
Plus, there's a lot of work that's been done, not just in this session before. There's a lot of these plans that have been thrown up in the air, in and out, and so forth. So I don't think you'd necessarily be standing behind the facts are there. The question is what you're going to do with them. And maybe in a special session, you're better off to deal with them because you can't get hurt that long politically. It's in and out.
Lou Fry, is that what you see happening? Do you think a special session is likely to be the outcome of this if they can't sort of make some decision on what's going
on? Well, unless something happens in the next week or so, I think it's inevitable. I don't know what else you're going to be able to do.
Well, let me ask you too, Lou Fry, the fact that Governor Rick Scott, as we were discussing last time, was supporting the Medicaid expansion is a bit of an about-face, and the Republicans in the legislature are against that. I mean, what do you think this kind of standoff says about the governor's relationship with lawmakers?
I think more important, what it says about the governor's relationship with the voter is that he's willing to step out for the voter despite the Republican Party. He's in a wonderful position now. He's fighting to help people and so forth, and you know, and there he is out there leading the charge and so forth, and the Republicans are back saying, hey, wait a minute, aren't you the fellow who ran your campaign against it? But it's a good buyout for him. It's a nice way to get not to be just a Republican on every issue, and I think that's what he's done. He's isolated himself from some of the Republican issues, and I think it's a plus because I think the people in the middle like it, and that's where the election's going to be won or lost.
And it's political to the extent, too. As you know, traditionally, the Democrats have to run to the left to win the nomination in the Democratic primary. The Republicans run to the right to win the nomination in the Republican primary. Then you try to get back to the middle as soon as you can before the general electorate. Now, what the governor has taken in his risk is he's taken the risk that he will not have a Republican opponent. At least he will not have a strong Republican opponent. So now he can start moving to the middle, changing his mind on Medicaid expansion, you know, putting $1 billion back in the budget for K-12 education, even though they took $1.2 billion out. So he can move back to the middle and start courting with the teachers and the teachers union and healthcare providers and really people who are some employed, unemployed, or underemployed. So he can move back. So for the governor's the chess game he's playing, he's contending he will not have a strong Republican. So move back to the middle now, so you don't have to move to the right and then back to the middle in the general.